Devontae, Buccaneers, they're last in defense, they're last in passing defense, and they're last on third down. Now, I know you can't, you're not going to sit here and say, yeah, they're really loud, but you must see some opportunities when you watch them on tape, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, especially last game, I saw, you know, Julio and the Falcons, they had a pretty good day on them, so I just, my thing is making sure I'm crisp with all of my footwork and, you know, take advantage and, you know, even copy some of the things that you see on film with other people.
Devontae, to what do you attribute the bit of chemistry that's developed between you and Brett over the last several weeks? It seems like it really has come along.
Yeah, I get this question a lot now, and I think it's mainly just due to, you know, our both love to just want to be perfect with things. You know, we talk about routes, we talk about just small intricacies and, you know, some of the small details that maybe other people don't talk about. Well, not other people in this locker room, but just in general. I mean, you know, the timing when we're special teams throwing passes, just trying to get on the same page, making sure we can get this offense to go. You know, we're obviously not happy about where this team is right now, so we both are just real hungry to get, you know, this offense moving.
Devontae, I know you guys like to start fast regardless of who you're playing, but when you're facing a defense that struggles and gives up a lot of points, why is it important to do it, to score on them quickly so that they don't get some idea in their brain that this thing is going to be any different?
Yeah, a lot of it is confidence. So, I mean, the more we can kind of do early and put pressure on them, I think that'll kind of allow them to, you know, I mean, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but it just puts us in a better position later on in the game. As far as plays, we know the things that we've done that'll work, so we can maybe come back to that and just try to capitalize on all the opportunities.
Hey, Devontae, in what ways have you seen Rich kind of step up here, you know, particularly these past couple of weeks?
Well, he's been put through a lot. Obviously, a couple of years ago, he had a phenomenal season, and came in and, you know, had to share time with Cook last year, and he kind of sat back and, you know, was kind of thought of as a younger guy, and I think now he's stepping into more of a leadership role, and you can see it, and you can see him trying to help out other positions, helping me out. You know, we talk about football a lot outside of the building as well, so I know it means a lot to him, and, you know, he's definitely another guy that cares about the details a lot.
Devontae, do you guys think in terms of must win, or is that, like, not part of that? Vocabulary,
well, not generally, but at this point, it kind of is. We've dug ourselves into a hole similar to last year, and I mean, it's really must win at this point, especially if you're thinking about down the road and playoff hopes and all that stuff. We gotta win games. We can't bank on other teams losing and all that stuff. Like I said, you dig yourself your hole. You got to get yourself out of it. So at this point, it's just winning games.
Something to be said for having gone through it before. You guys have done it a couple of different ways. Strong.
Yeah, it's not an unfamiliar road. We'd like it to be unfamiliar, but it just shows that we've been through it before, and we did a good job. That's Mike D right there, loud. But yeah, I mean, we've been down this road before, and we got it done. So I know we can rally, and with the guys we have in this locker room, we can get it done.
Is there such a thing as putting too much pressure on yourselves?
Yeah, there's always such thing as putting too much pressure. Sometimes I think the better word is you can't put too much responsibility on yourself. I think that's what the wideout room likes to do a lot to make sure that this offense moves, and we know that a lot of it goes through us, so we try to put everything on us and say, you know, we'll carry the run game, we'll help Brett out, we'll help the O-line with our, you know, quicken up routes or whatever it is that we got to do. So we just got to keep that mindset and execute.
Well, I think that run you ran for the touchdown, would you have been able to do that in your first year or second year? I'm just curious what the genesis of being able to sell something like that is.
Yeah, I mean, I've been able to run routes for a long time now, but it just comes down to executing. I mean, there's different variables, and, you know, it depends on who's guarding you and all that type of stuff. Try to grab, and I think that me being in my fourth year now, it definitely helps me with, you know, seeing different things, and it kind of gives me a tip off and knowing how he's going to play. So that helps, and I don't think maybe my rookie year maybe not have been able to distinguish certain coverages as easily, but definitely now it gives me a little bit of an edge.
Was it something you saw earlier in the game? I was curious if you guys had a film. Conversation, hey, look for this.
Film just, we've seen that.
In the game that you set them up for.
Well, we've done that in the past, these past few games. We've done that a lot where we'll see something, we'll come back to it. Aaron did a good job with that in the Dallas game of seeing something, and we kind of came back to it. So we do a good job with kind of adjusting on the fly, but with that one in particular, it was something that we were waiting until we got the coverage, and we got it, and it was perfect.
Do you think Brett would have recognized that right away in his first game, or is that, I mean, was this kind of a...
Well, yeah, I mean, it was just I was the, you know, obviously it was a mirror route on that side, and he liked the matchup and the leverage that we had from that guy. So I think that that's something that Brett could have done regardless.